Goes to Gillian. Find the three.
And a great block. Douglas three-pointer. And the court just erupts here.
Welcome back to another episode of Cavs Corner. I'm your host, Ashley Zalek, and I'm here today, not with our usual Matt Suter, but with the KC Basketball Association Competitions Administrator, NBL 1, KC Cavaliers commentator, and all-around good guy, Braden Van Loo.
Thanks. Good to be here.
That might be the nicest thing I've ever said about you on this podcast.
Oh, absolutely.
For the regular listeners.
Not normally very nice on this podcast to me, are you guys?
We always find a nice little pot shot for Braden.
Yeah, definitely
Not today, though. Not that he's joining us, because Matt's feeling a bit under the weather, so Braden's obliged and stepped in. Firstly, do you want to take us through the results of the weekend, or do you want me to do it?
No, I'll do it.
Yeah,
it's
jump
pretty
in.
Easy. So, yeah. Starting off with the NBL 1 men, they had a loss versus the Melbourne Tigers.
Close game.
It was very close. Yeah. They had down to the final shot, so disappointing for them, but it was a very good game to watch and commentate on as well, so really exciting. The NBL 1 women had a massive win.
Big win.
That was another exciting game. Everyone got around them. That was a good game to watch. Moving on to the Youth League men, they had a win against Ballarat and Frankston, doubleheader on the weekend.
And they had to travel to Ballarat too to get that win and then play Frankston back at home on the Sunday. So that's
good. So that's a very, very good effort by them to get two wins on the weekend. And then the Youth League women had a good win against the Ballina Boomers.
Yeah, so and both of those teams currently sitting second. They both play two games this weekend away, so not here at the Fortress. Let's jump into now to our Ray White Player of the Week. This week, of course, you can't go past this girl here. Taylor Simmons recorded a triple-double, big triple-double. You were there live for it. 15, 11, and 11. So that's 15 points, 11 rebounds, and 11 assists. Can you just talk us a bit through that? Because I know there might have been some behind-the-scenes work on this
guys. There was a little bit, yeah. So myself and Trent, our other commentator, we were watching the game and had the stats live with us, and we noticed she was getting a little bit closer and closer. And we were getting a little, I'll be honest, we were very excited.
Yeah.
We were going nuts.
What was
the
margin?
Commentary.
What was the margin at that time?
I think they were up maybe 20 points.
20 points up, yeah.
Yeah, maybe 20 points up. And we knew she was about two or three assists short or shy of the triple-double. And they subbed her out of the game.
That hurts. I've not played at the NBL 1 level, obviously. But as any player would know, imagine you getting that close to the triple-double. They don't come around often and to get checked out of the game. Oof.
Yeah, no, so I was a little angry that she was subbed out of the game. I was like, no, we need to get her back in the game immediately, whatever we need to do. So I did call over Matt, our normal host of the podcast. So Matt, you need to go around to the coaches, let them know that she's short of this triple-double. You need to get her back on the floor immediately.
I'm sure they would have been aware anyway. You would think so.
Yeah,
although,
think so, but
you know what, maybe not, because I don't think the coaches probably care too much about the individual stat lines.
They
want to
win
the game. Yeah, that's right. So that's, congratulations, Taylor. Unreal way to finish off the season there, and a big win and a triple-double. Players in focus. Now, we're not going to talk about the NBL men and women because, unfortunately, this isn't as done and dusted. We'll touch on that in a second. But do you want to talk about the Youth League men or the Youth League women? Maybe you talk about the Youth League women, because did you used to coach this player in focus?
For the women?
Yeah.
I did.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, no, I haven't actually coached her. No, I haven't.
You've worked with her,
I worked with her, though, in the Youth League program, but
I'll
not directly coached her.
I'll talk about the Youth League men then. So, I think he was our player in focus a couple of weeks ago, but it's Blake Shanklin is our Youth League men player in focus. He's had a big week. On the weekend just gone, out in Ballarat, he had the 25 points, 20 rebounds, 3 assists, and then he backed it up on Sunday here for a big win against Frankston with 14 points, 13 rebounds, and 3 steals. That's a cracking weekend. The elusive 2020 game. We saw it a couple of weeks. I think it was last weekend.
Yeah, Asha.
Asha for the Youth Women. She had it. Now Blake's got it. He's hitting his straps. The team's looking to make that push to finals potentially this weekend, still top spot. So if he's going to put up another 2020, I think
it's going to take a long way to get a win another game.
Yeah, that's not bad.
Yeah,
is
that's
it?
A stat line, that's for sure.
All right, who you got for us, Youth Women?
So Manari Tapaki, she had a great game on the weekend. Her stat line didn't look as impressive as Blake's does, but no one's going to look impressive as Blake's stat line.
Hard to match at 2020, although Taylor Simmons' triple-double goes pretty close.
True, absolutely. That was a potential. We weren't talking about the NBL 1 women's for this week, but yeah, Manari Tapaki, she did have the 14 minutes off the bench. She had the 4 points and the 6 rebounds. She did record a team high plus minus of 20, which is huge.
Yeah.
So the stats lines doesn't show the impact, but she was absolutely had a massive impact on the team.
It's definitely worth noting that, because only to get the 14 minutes off the bench and only have, it looks like, 4.6 rebounds, but record the team high plus 20. Yeah. I like that.
No, that's a great team stat.
All right. Highlight of the week. Yeah, this one comes, of course, from our game day videographer for NBL 1. Shout out to Miller MB Media, if you're looking him up. He recorded the moment that Taylor Simmons recorded that triple-double. He got it on camera.
This. I haven't seen this yet, so
you haven't seen this, so enjoy it here.
Goes to Gillian, find the three! The three, no good. Simmons ball back, Simmons ball back, bounce pass, hit! Oh, yeah. For the first time in the NBA,
right. How cool was that? All right, let's jump into the next home game. Now, of course, for our NBL 1 men and women, that's it. Done and dusted for the 2024 season. So firstly, we just want to shout out to all of our supporters and sponsors and obviously the fans who are obviously supporters. I don't know, I'm going around in circles there.
That's right.
But for all your support over the 2024 season, you know, it's been a long but somehow a very quick season. You know, it's we've gone over, I think, 14 weeks, 22 games, 11 at home. That's 11 at home per team. So 22 at home, back-to-backs. An average crowd of over 750 people per game. So outstanding effort from the Casey community in getting behind your team. So we look forward to having you back here for the 2025 season. But the fun's not over. As we touched on before, the Youth League men and women, they are away this weekend. They're playing two games, Saturday and Sunday, away from the Fortress. But then they will be returning at some point for some finals basketball.
Huge.
So we'll spell it out for them at the moment. So at the moment, they're currently sitting second. Don't know how this weekend's results are going to go, but let's just assume the season had ended today and they finished second. They'll play away week one. So again, we won't have any games at the Fortress. If they win that game, we won't have any the week after that, but they'll play week three straight into the prelim if they win week one.
Yeah.
If they lose week one, then we'll have them at home at the Fortress the week after for the semi-finals.
So massive week. Massive few weeks coming up for them, both teams.
So if you want to get behind, if you need your basketball fix and you're missing out on the NBL one, get down, support the guys and girls, the youth men and women here at the Fortress. Again, no games this weekend. We'll obviously keep you updated on all the socials and everything like that about when those finals will happen, but I'm under the impression that we are guaranteed to get at least a home final for both teams at some point over the next month.
No, it should be good. I'm looking forward to some of these youth league games. They are going to be exciting. There's some good talent across those teams as well.
Well, speaking of, on the spot here, not in the run sheet, tell me who you're most excited to see play. You can pick anyone, men or women.
I mean, Ben Waller.
I'll think of someone else.
He's exciting. What he does on the floor is amazing. You know, he scores, he rebounds, defends at a high level. Yeah. So he's an amazing athlete too. If you want to see some dunks, that guy can throw it down with the best of a youth league. So he's definitely one to watch.
Well, he's suited up a few times for the NBA. He shows he's of that caliber. So
there's a few of the youth league boys that have suited up for the men's team this year. There's Truman Byrne as well, another exciting young player. So there's a few good players to watch out for. But yeah, I think Ben Waller's the one for me.
And for the youth league women, I'm going to go with on the spot here. I'm going to go with Kyra Webb. You know, I like to think she's the most consistent player in that team. Yeah. Regularly puts up high numbers, but when she doesn't, she still impacts the game. I'm not sure if she suited up this year for the NBL one, but she has suited up for the NBL one in the past. She might have earlier in the season. As we said, it's been a long but short season, so it's hard to remember that far back. But we know she's capable of the level, so it'll be exciting to see her and both of the teams in action. So we'll keep you updated on that one. Time to plug the socials, as always. Check out Casey Basketball on Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok. And then we'll get straight into some sponsors here too. Braden, you might not know how we do this, but we're going to alternate here. So I'm going to go first. Guzmani Gomez, fast food your mum says yes to.
Mog, keep smiling.
That's Melbourne Orthodontic Group. Go again.
Melbourne Orthodontic Group, keep smiling.
Carla Holmes, build a better home. And as always, if you are going to build a better home with Carla Holmes, get online, fill out the referral form. You get some money in your pocket. I think you have $500 in your pocket for just filling out the form. You're building the house anyway. Get that money. A little bit of money also goes back to the association. We've had 3 families sign up for that over the last month. Nice. So they're getting money in their pocket. So don't miss out on that one.
PhysioWorks Health Group, assisting Casey Basketball with injury prevention and recovery.
Ray White Cremen, go see Chaminda and Peter Karmas at the team at Ray White Cremen. They'll help you. If you're looking to sell your home, you're looking to buy your home, looking to get your property managed, they'll sort you out.
Intersport Cranbourne and Casey Central, great guys down there, really help. Good service as well. So
you buy a bit of gear from them too.
We recently got some stuff from those guys that are down at Cranbourne Intersport. They were pretty good to help.
Yeah, awesome. Podcast sponsor Zoom Zoom, Pakenham Mazda, and we'll have some more information coming soon. But Cranbourne Mazda is getting closer to opening up.
Exciting. Universal Athlete Center, Nary Warren.
Yep, some of your housemates. You live in the Casey Basketball Import House. You help keep an eye on
maintenance. I'm the maintenance man.
Yeah, keep an eye on things around there, and you know, it's obviously a lot closer to home because obviously your family lives out in Druin, so you live in there with a few of the imports and things like that. So they obviously use Universal Athlete Center quite a bit.
Yeah, no, they love going down there. Always comment on how the amazing facilities they have there. So they love it.
Mortgage Choice Clyde, go see Daniel and Sarah if you're going to get your mortgage refinanced or you're looking to get your first ever home loan. Go see them; they'll sort you out.
And the Clean Ranger for any of your cleaning needs. Brendan Polk, great, amazing guy, and he can help you out.
Easy. Now, merchandise. Get online. You can get this at casebasketball.com.au/merchandise. We've got hoodies, track pants, long sleeves, beanies, scarves, keep cups, can coolers, size 3 and 5 basketballs, drink bottles. We've got the new Puff hoodie. I'm wearing it today. They also get it in the T-shirt. And brand new off the shelf, the Casey Cavaliers hat. Baseball cap, the snapback. They're cool.
You love them, don't they?
I do love the hats. They're cool.
They are pretty cool, I have to admit.
I should have worn one today, but that's right. Maybe next week I'll wear one.
Maybe we need Tammy on wearing her hat because Tammy was loving
Tammy
the hat.
Does like it. She does like the hat. All right, Junior Cavaliers news. I'll jump in to start with, and you can take over from there because I've been talking a bit now. Coaches' applications for the new season. Get online and get those submitted to David Peters. He'll sort you out with a spot if you are looking. Hats, head coaches, assistant coaches, age group coaches. They're looking for everything. Have you applied? You got a coach coming back? Am I going to come back?
No, not this year. Not this year.
We'll talk him around.
I think I'm good. I'm just helping out where I can.
What's next?
So we got the junior Cavs that represented the under-16 national championships.
You've skipped over tryouts.
Oh, I have? Oh, I have too. I've skipped tryouts. I apologise. Sorry, Matt. You have to cut that out a bit. Registration for tryouts opening very soon on the KC Basketball website, as Ash mentioned before, same website. So jump on there, look out on the socials for that as well.
Well, I actually came out of a meeting this morning. It looks like the registrations for the tryouts are going to open this weekend.
Okay, so well, this weekend.
We're filming on Thursday today, so it should come out, this podcast, probably tomorrow. So yep. I believe potentially this weekend, if not beforehand. So okay. It might already be out by the time this goes live.
All right, well, definitely jump on the website, look out for that link to register for tryouts if you want to join the Cavaliers program.
Yep. And if you have any questions about the tryouts or anything like that, just email cavaliers@kcbasketball.com.au.
Awesome.
You jump in. Yeah, keep going. You're smashing it.
Oh, smashing it. All right. So moving on to the under-16 national championship. We had a few Cavalier players representing the Victoria just gone. So the Vic Metro women, they got a silver medal. So well done to them. They had a fantastic tournament. We had Vanessa Tevet and Alyssa Brown participating for the girls. They were amazing. Both players that I've coached recently as well. Fantastic.
Are you taking juniors. Credit for that one, are you?
No, definitely not. I had one season with those two, but they're amazing athletes. They do a great job.
I think they were amazing before you. And if anything, they went a little bit backwards under your tutorage. Now that you're gone, they've bounced back up. Stocks are back up.
They're fantastic players, so well done to both of them. For the Vic Country women, we had Marley Olympic. They finished fifth, so well done to the Vic Country women. And for the Vic Country men, we had Zach Morrell, another one of the junior, so they finished sixth in that tournament.
Well done to all of them. And we'll just quickly touch on now the Under-17 World Cup. As we said, we're filming on Thursday afternoon, so as it currently stands, Amelia Dakic and Zatea Fagan, they're obviously both currently participating and representing Australia. They've just progressed through this morning through to the quarterfinals. Yep. We're not sure who they'll play again. We're not sure who they'll play yet as of the time of recording. They will be playing either Spain or Mexico. It is in Mexico. So if they get Mexico and Mexico,
that's going to be a
tough game. From which the winner will take on either Finland or Canada, whoever wins that quarterfinal. And if they get past that, they'll make their way to the grand final, the gold medal match, where, let's be honest, they'll most likely be taking on the USA.
Yeah, I've been keeping a little bit on. There's the USA being... winning quite easily at most of their games against whoever they've played. So
but we've won. We've been winning.
We have been too. No, the Aussie girls have been doing a fantastic job.
But that being said, though, if we look at the last, six FIBA World Cups, I've wrote seven there. It's of the last six FIBA because it runs every second year. USA has won five of those six.
Yeah, they're pretty dominant.
And the one that they didn't win, they finished third.
Right. Do you know who won?
That year?
Yeah.
Not off the top of my head.
I'm going to suggest maybe a European country.
No, I do know who won. It was Australia. It was. It was Australia. Yeah, it was Australia. That was so there was no 2020 World Cup because of COVID. 2018. So 2016 World Cup, Australia won that one.
Okay.
So that actually might have been, I might be pushing my memory here. Maybe I'm just about to give credit to someone who maybe was not part of that group. But I think that was Mon Conti's group.
You could be right.
Under-17 World Cup.
10 years ago.
Yeah, I think she repped in the under-17s there. Yep. So that's not 10 years ago, by the way. It's only eight years ago.
Sorry, my apologies.
Again, I could be wrong there. They're doing outstanding. We'll keep you updated next week with how that goes. Hopefully, we're reporting back to a gold medal.
Yeah, that'd be amazing, wouldn't it?
All right. Some technical official news here. We've got some new B grade promotions. Do you want to knock these ones out for us?
Yeah, sure. So for the B grades, we've got Isaac Clark, Liv Hewitson, Riker Spencer, and Will Smale. Well done to those four for getting their B grades.
And for some new C grades, we've got Patrick Roinfelt, Tushan Khalil, Diesel Borg, and Sarah Arif.
And then a new apprentice, Miguel and Doco. So well done to all those referees on their upgrades. Yep.
And the A-grade school, the current A-grade school, I believe we have 13 KC referees are in that A-grade school. They've just finished their theory. They're about to start on-court evaluation. So we'll keep you updated on how the new A-grades go. It's not an easy thing to do, get the A-grade accreditation.
No, it's definitely very tough.
As you would know, you got the C-grade and quit. So, it's tough for you.
Yes.
Upcoming programs and events. Term 3 registrations are now open. They're filling up fast. Rep Ready, Future Cavs, Hoop Heroes, Kinder Hoop Heroes, they're all filling up. So make sure you get online, lock in your spot, especially for Rep Ready, because that starts this Sunday. So if you were interested in getting ready for the tryouts, get online, fill your spot before it goes.
Yeah, no, great program to prepare for the tryouts.
You coaching in it?
I'm not. No,
oh, that's interesting.
No, I'm here with the juniors on the Sunday, but not on the rep ready this year. But not in the last few years.
Yeah, no, I know you have. I used to coach too a long time ago, very long time ago. I'm looking here. Sneak preview of an event. I do have. So this one's just a tidbit here for the avid listeners that make it to the end of the podcast. This is the important stuff.
Not me.
Not you normally, no. I wish you did, but that's right. This is where we usually pot shot you for 10 minutes.
Oh, I'm well aware. That's probably why I don't watch it to the end.
But for those of you who have made it this far, I can confirm we have spoken with the NBL. We have locked in a preseason game between Melbourne United and the Brisbane Bullets, and that'll take place on Tuesday, August 27th.
Amazing.
Here at the Fortress. We'll be hosting again, looking to sell it out. Tickets should go on sale in the next fortnight. Again, this is not public knowledge. We're not going live with this one yet. This is only for the avid listener that makes it to the end of this podcast. Yep. So we prefer it for those of you who are on our team and made it to the end of the podcast. Don't go shouting from the rooftops. You know, you want to make sure you get the best tickets. So we'll keep you updated on when those tickets go on sale. We're hoping in the next fortnight. I'm just waiting to hear back from Melbourne United. But I've confirmed with them it's locked in. The NBL's approved it, so we're all good to go.
No, great games there. They're going to sell out pretty fast. They normally do. So
this one is a Tuesday night, which is a little bit different, but it was the schedule that they had to have. They had to have it on the Tuesday, and we obliged because we like to make things work for them.
We'll fit it in.
Well, we want to bring NBL basketball to the doorstep of the community, so it's going to be a cool game. So yeah, get down, get your tickets sorted for that one. If you are an NBL One member from 2024, you'll get a discount, so you'll get an email before they go live. So you'll get
even
first,
better.
You'll get first crack at those tickets.
Lovely. I like it. Like awesome. The
anything else you want to talk about? This is usually the part where Matt and I talk rubbish for about 5 minutes, but and insult you a few
the rubbish
times.
Is about me. So.
Yeah, usually.
Yeah,
but,
sorry, I don't know if you're here. Can't talk about me rubbish when I'm here.
We can talk about Matt. Nah, he's feeling unwell today. He's a bit sick, we don't want to, and he's got to edit the podcast too, so he's going to make us look real bad if we start
he's getting
in.
He's grumpy when he's sick, isn't he?
Well, yeah, a little bit. But we talk about football a bit, about how we play footy together. He's my coach for the third footy.
And that's rough. I reckon that'd be rough having him as a coach.
Nah, so the looks I give him in the office as his boss is the same looks he gives me on the field when he's my coach. It's like, oh, what's he
that's
doing?
That's a bit of payback there.
A bit of payback there. So I've heard a rumor he might be playing with us this weekend. He's been playing twos lately. So
I don't know if you want him. I don't know if you want him there.
Nah, he's all right. He's all right.
He's a good footballer. He's not a half bad footballer himself.
The only other thing I can think of about talking about is the NBL One and Big V season awards will be next week. It's a private event for sponsors and players and their families and things like that. But on the Facebook and socials and stuff is where we will share with the community who won the internal Case Cavaliers Awards for each team. So there'll be the MVP, runner-up MVP, and Defensive Player of the Year.
Do we want to have a guess who won them? Do we want to, like, you know, put some suggestions out? Who are we going to who we pick things?
Yeah.
Pick who we think's
we can take a guess. Let's do, let's do MVP first for the four teams.
So we start with the NBL One men?
Yeah. I think, well, let's do two names. I'm thinking for the NBL One men, it's probably going to be sitting somewhere between probably Dylan and Preston.
Yeah, I tend to agree. I tend to agree. Dylan,
you mean, you watched all Dylan the games, Stieth, obviously.
Yeah. I think Dylan Stieth will be the MVP, and I would highly suggest that Preston might be the runner-up MVP.
Keeping in mind for those listening at home, we actually don't know.
No, we have no idea.
We are just this is genuinely just our flat opinion.
Absolutely.
I think for the women, I think it's got to be between Alex Wittinger.
Yep.
And who are you thinking? Taylor Simmons? Did she play enough, though?
Well, I think Taylor Simmons, well, she missed the first four or five games.
Yeah.
And then she was back for the rest.
She was pretty good, I thought.
She was very good. I've got her as a smoky to win the MVP, Taylor Simmons.
Yeah. I think she played enough. Yeah, that's where I think
so. And I think Alex Wittinger will be there or thereabouts as well.
And we can't discount players like Lauren Hippolyte and Shane Rabadi, too. Especially like, just like any best and fairest, the more games you play, the more chances you have to get votes.
Well, Lockie won the Brownlow last year. And it came out of nowhere, didn't it?
Yeah, because obviously play, right? So, but even like best and fairest and things like that, you see like they might be, for example, the Brownlow, they might be top 10 in the Brownlow, but then they might not win their club best and fairest.
Yeah,
it's a different voting
system.
Yeah,
that's right.
For the Youth League men, I'm thinking it's going to be Ben Waller, or my smoky for that one is Todd Jock.
See, I reckon that my smoky is Blake Shankland.
Yeah, Shanks has been good.
His
over
back
the
half
last
of this,
month.
His back half of the season has been a fantastic. I reckon he would have got a lot of votes in the back half.
I
of
think
the season,
Todd flies
but I think
under
Ben Waller. I think Ben Waller is probably going to be up there.
I reckon Ben Waller's probably sealed that one.
Yeah, but I reckon it's those three. Yeah. I reckon Todd Blake Shankland.
He's flown under
you know
the radar.
He is
in
a fantastic
one.
Player.
And for the youth league women, I think it's probably between Kyra and Asher.
Yeah, but I'm going to throw Katie Field in there too. She's had some good games this year. She had a couple of monster games with, you know, 6 or 7 threes as well and some double-digit rebounds games.
Yeah. No, there's
I think Kyra and Ash are probably the two, but we might throw Katie Field in that mix as well.
And Defensive Player of the Year, we won't touch on that because we probably haven't watched enough of the Youth League games.
No,
because that's obviously, it is very opinion-based, that one, and we haven't watched enough to be making a call
like
that. We can talk about the NBL men and women, though, because you've seen most of their games. I've seen most of them, probably about 60% of them I've watched. The joys of being a father of three. It's hard to keep up with. But the NBL one, man, like I really like Dylan was really good offensively, but he was just as good defensively.
Yep.
Preston as well could lock down. The guards were really quite good too. Kara and Jared, they were good.
I'm going to throw a sneaky one in there. Adam Thoresby.
He had some
tough matchups during the year, and he was guarding some of the better players.
And in the transition and stuff, he's quite good. He didn't play enough basketball, probably, but
true,
I thought I was going to say Dylan Baker.
Oh, Dylan Baker.
He brings a lot of energy on the defensive end, but obviously he spent a lot of the year injured. Yeah. So, an NBL one, women.
Taylor Simmons for me.
Yeah, she was good. She was pretty solid. But Lauren Hippolyte, I thought.
Oh, absolutely.
She was quite good in transition. Who else?
I think it's those two for the women's, I reckon.
Yeah, probably.
I think those two are the main defensive.
Probably, but keep an eye on the socials next week, next Wednesday and Thursday and Friday next week. We'll be touching on who won those awards and things like that. So, I think that's enough for today. Cool. Thanks for joining me. Appreciate you coming on. Matt's sick. Now, hopefully when Matt edits this, he does us nicely and doesn't do us too dirty on that one. But otherwise, enjoy your weekend off with no senior represented basketball here at the Fortress. We should touch on, though, that Junior Cavaliers are back this Friday night.
If you are
traveling around the state, the weather's been crazy lately, so make sure you stay safe and make sure you get a win. Let us know. Send us the photos, videos, and stuff in the comments. Especially if you get a cool thing on video, send it in. We'll play it on the podcast.
Yeah, we love the highlights.
We do love the highlights. Until then, we'll see you next week. Done.
Excellent.
Matt's going to have a fit when he sees how I pack up these cables. Sorry, Matthew.